Hey friend, welcome to the Vision Driven Health Podcast, the must listen to podcast for creating healthy habits that last in partnership with God. Today's episode is extra special because I am talking with two of my clients who have so much hope and encouragement to offer you. If you're someone who has experienced unexpected weight gain, whether from a stressful time, a medication, or from the season of early motherhood, you'll particularly resonate with the stories of these two ladies. But more importantly, if you're someone who is feeling discouraged, maybe you're ready to throw in the towel and you've found this episode looking for some kind of support for Christian women on how to lose weight in a healthy way. If that's where you're at, you're in the right spot. Because the stories my clients have to share are so many of your stories as well. Juggling ministry and kids, going to school and navigating mental health challenges, these gals were not without hurdles to creating a healthy lifestyle. And yet, they've surprised even themselves on where they're at after just 6 weeks. If losing weight in a healthy way feels impossible, if you are nearly ready to throw in the towel, I encourage you to take a deep breath and prepare yourself to get inspired. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert right now. These ladies you're about to hear from are totally amped on their experience in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, and I hope they inspire you to take action for yourself. You'll hear more about where they were before they started the program, but I can tell you now, they basically decided to do this as a last-stitch effort. And you'll be amazed to hear what they experienced and where they're at now. And this could be your experience. The next cohort begins May 13th, but you can sign up now and get a free 15-minute consultation call with me on what to begin working on the next couple weeks leading up to the actual course based on your unique health context and your needs. So this is only for those who sign up in the month of April. Once May hits, the one-on-one call with me is no longer an option. So snag your spot in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy and let's talk. You can sign up at visiondrivenhealth.com/course. I hope to see you there. Friends, today is a wonderful day because as much as I give insight into what to eat and different mindset things, looking into the biblical approaches and stuff, I don't always get a chance to bring on clients who have gone through my program and who've worked with me. So today is extra special because I've got two of my clients who just finished up the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. I have Heather and Tatiana, who are going to share a little bit about themselves in just a moment. But ladies, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Let's start with Heather. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you at? What's your life context? Just so they can get a little snippet of who you are.
Sure. Well, my name's Heather. I'm 40 years old. And I have battled weight ever since I got put on medication for some mental health issues. And I've yo-yoed with different diets and different ways of going about things. And I've been very frustrated with the way that the weight has come onto my body, and I tried everything to be healthy and to try things that have worked in the past. And so a little bit about me is that I'm a very active person. I'm working out. I am in massage school. I just do lots of things with my life. And so do you want me to go into the program at all, or
we'll get there.
Okay.
So that's a great intro. So yeah. You definitely were coming from a challenging place. And that's kind of a fun background. You're going to massage school, but I know you also have some experience with like apothecary, right? And, I've had you do my hair before. You were a hairstylist. You've got a bunch of fun, different things that you've done in the past. So Heather's amazing. She loves Jesus very much. I know that too. And she's just an amazing, amazing lady. And we also have Tatiana, who's also amazing. Can you share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm 35. I have 4 children from 10 months to 10 years old. I'm a pastor and mostly just do ministry with my family. And so I've been a youth pastor. So pizza's a big deal for the ministry world for youth. So for me, a lot of my health journey has been about mindset, which is definitely something I've dealt with Robin about. Just feeling like just food had a hold on me, and feeling like I was rebelling against my mother. Like, a lot of it, I realized going through programs and talking in conversations with Robin, just the idea that a lot of it was mindset. It's not just, well, I just don't have time. I just didn't want to, you know? And so
that's good. Yeah.
Going through it and where I'm at, talking about vision, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but where I'm at in life, I'm like, something's got to change. I can no longer feel like this. Because I have a whole family that depends on me, because I have ministry. I just need to be the better version of myself that God's created me to be. And I haven't been. But I've had a lot of excuses. I keep getting pregnant and I have more kids. So I was like, okay, I'm done having babies. There's really no like physical excuse that I just don't have, you know, the energy for. I don't have the energy. I'm tired, but I'm motivated to do it now. But I haven't been. That hasn't always been my story.
Okay, awesome. And I know also you have the element that has Sherwin hasn't always been there, because you're a military spouse as well. So that also
there was about 4 years where my husband was in the military. And I love him, but he loves food more than me. And so we had to work through that as well, for him to kind of get on board. For making it a lifestyle, because when he's no longer in the military, you know, he hasn't been in the military a couple of years, but he's here, he's got to change his mindset as well. So we're both working on mindset and what's the healthiest choices for our family. Because I've realized, and we'll talk about that after like accountability, like having a partner with you in it is huge. And it's really hard when you have people around you that aren't really motivated to be healthy.
Awesome. Well, you both touched on it a little bit. I want to go a little bit deeper into it. So we'll bounce back over to Heather. So tell me more about what you were struggling with. I mean, I know, because you and I don't even remember where we met, Heather, but we...
It's been a while.
I know. It's been at least 5 years, I think. Mm-hmm. But I remember when we first met, one of the things we connected on was health, and you were always like, you're like, oh, like telling me stuff that you learned even just from like what you know about like herbs and different things like that. And you're very, very fit and everything. And then obviously you had the challenge with being put on the medication and talking to you where you're just like, Robin, like I've gained this much weight. And I could just see like your heart was just broken over that. Cause I mean, any of us, that's just so challenging. And even too, I know Tatiana can, you know, when we have babies and we put on weight that way, like there's just so many different challenges when our body goes from being one way that we're used to, that we're comfortable in, we're confident in, and then it goes to being in a completely different way. And particularly when you feel out of control, you don't know what to do about it. Tell us more about how that was for you and just what you struggled with and what you felt was in the way of you experiencing the health that you wanted to have?
Yeah, so I think times before when I had gained weight, I had done other extreme diets to get the weight off. And when I had been put back on this medication that I had been on in the past and gained weight, it was another time that this had happened. I kept trying to lose the weight through taking protein out completely, or, you know, like being a vegan, or, you know, just trying to do things that had worked in the past. And I was stumped. I couldn't get over it. And I feel like my own trying was getting me, it was getting in the way. Mm-hmm. It was like the ways that had worked in the past just weren't working anymore for me. And mm-hmm. I didn't know where to go. And I was so defeated. And then my thinking started becoming, you're never going to lose this weight. You're never going to be, you know, fit again. You have no motivation. My self-talk had gotten so precarious. It had just gotten so down that I was defeated. I was defeated.
That's so hard. And I think so many listeners can resonate with that. I mean, and that's the way the enemy gets in, right? Just speaking those lies and trying to rob you of any hope that things can change or be better, and being in that defeated place. That's just so, so challenging. Tatiana, for you, it sounds like you've got such great insight into some of those deeper roots that your challenges came from. Can you speak a little bit more to that?
Yeah. Well, I definitely rebelled in my food. My mom, you know, God bless her. She wanted us to be healthy, but I think a lot of it was vanity. And so it was always, you know, your arms are bigger, cover them up, you know, you don't want to eat like this. And that was just kind of ingrained, where my sisters, you know, went the opposite way. They went to some eating disorders and stuff like that. I was just like, I'm going to eat everything then in sight. I don't care anymore. Like, I'm not going to please you. Yeah. And in another time, another season with you, Robin, you know, we had talked about like what caused these mindsets, what, you know, and then mm-hmm. I realized like, oh, I was rebelling, but it's not hurting her physically. It's hurting me. Like, I can't live like that. That's not what my life should be about rebelling against my mother for being human, you know?
Yeah, and so
that was a big start to, I think, my health journey. And I was at a point where our doctor was just like, your liver is terrible. And we've never drank alcohol really. So I was like, no, you have like an alcoholic's liver almost. And I'm like, oh, that's really bad. You know? Yeah. And so it clicked, and it was at that season with you, Robin. And I was like, something's got to change. Yeah. And we'll talk about that too. Like it's a whole process. It's a whole journey. I mean, this is of focusing on health and like actually making it a priority, even imperfectly, has only really been like a 10-year process for me. You know, like my 20s, like we were the pizza people. We were the, you know, we didn't cook. We had to take out every night, you know, like that's just how me and my husband ate. And as we became parents and as we got older, we're like, we can't live like this the rest of our lives. We're not going to make it very long if we're going to live like this. And so I had to kind of overcome that. And then in the more recent years, having babies and I've in my head, the enemy, you know, just worked with, well, you're just a glutton. You just love food, you know, and you're a glutton, and you're just never going to get out of that. You don't like to cook. Cooking's not fun for you. So you're never going to be able to cook for your family, you know? And then it does, like Heather said, it's defeating. And then you kind of like, well, then you kind of give up. Like, well, then I'm just going to eat. Like, I'm just not going to care. Funny enough for me, I was only really healthier when I had my babies inside me. You know, when I was pregnant, I was like, okay, I'm going to be good. Because I had gestational diabetes with the first one. And I was like, okay, I'm going to change this. I'm going to work on it. The moment they were out, I was like, yep, I'm too exhausted. I have too many children. I'm just going to eat. And so I would go back. There was like 2 years always in between that I'm like, I can't keep doing this to myself. Like, it's not just for the babies inside me. It's for the babies outside of me as well. Like, I have to really change the way I'm feeding them. I'm feeding myself. I can't set a good example if I'm not doing this right and being honorable to God with my body, because I wasn't. And it was the mindset, and it was the, I just don't care, or I'm too tired. And then as we got older, I was like, our kids should not be like like our kids should not be like, what are we eating today and where are we going out to eat? And I was like, it's, you know, we can make good choices, but it's not going to help an overall lifestyle. And so as we've gotten older in this last, you know, in the program, I did deal a lot with that, with the idea, like, I'm not a glutton. Like, that's not what God has said about me. Cooking doesn't have to be complicated or hard. Cooking can be fun. I can try new things, you know, like I would look at recipes and if there's more than five things in the recipe, I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. Like, and I was like, no, I can try these things. I understand these things. I'll ask Robin about these things. Like, and so I've gotten to the point where it's like, it's a positive. It's fun to learn new things. Instead of feeling like I'm just stuck. Well, this is just, and I don't love, it doesn't feel good. You know, the way, because, you know, people are like, well, you can indulge all the time. Every once in a while, I was like, but we're indulge all the time. Like every meal, my husband and I are just stuffing our faces. And we just because it tastes good and it's pleasurable in the moment. But we all know that, you know, pleasure is fleeting.
So
feel good an hour later. And I'm just tired of like feeling gross all the time. I'd rather just feel good and energized. And, you know, yes, you can have here and there and it's okay. Yeah. Really questioning, is it worth it though, feeling sick, you know? And that's kind of where I've been coming from.
Yeah, that's major. One line you said that I thought was super powerful, I was like, oh, that's quotable. You said, it's not just for the babies inside me, it's for the babies outside of me. And that, you know, I think a lot of women do that, where it's like, oh, the baby's inside, I gotta be healthy because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And we forget that we gotta be healthy when they're outside of us too. Exactly. And even setting that example. And I think that's powerful that you and Sherwin have really, you know, just evaluated like, hey, is this serving us? Is this serving our family? And really, you know, taking that into account. And I think a lot of people do, like you described, a lot of just that defeated mentality. And, you know, we get into a certain perspective on things and we forget, you know, we can grow, we can learn. There's ways we can change. And so, that's so, so cool. Well, I'm curious, you know, given, you know, you guys both just shared where you came from and the ways you're feeling so defeated, when you heard about the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, what were you hoping to get out of it? What were you like, okay, like Robin's going to deliver like this or that, or the program's going to have this. What were you thinking was going to be a part of that?
Well, I honestly thought, what do I have to lose? It's my last ditch effort.
Perfect.
I had tried so many things that I was like, what's one more thing to just try? And, you know, like, I have nothing to lose and I don't even know. I don't know how it's going to work out. I had no high hopes because I was so defeated.
Yeah.
That I just literally was like, I'm just going to do this, like, one last thing.
Yeah. Well, amen. Praise God that you did. Tatiana, what were you hoping for?
I think accountability is big. Yeah. Like, I feel like I have learned so much from you, Robin, over the years, just like in conversation and trying to do this when I was pregnant the third time. And, you know, like, and so I've learned things. I just didn't implement them all the time. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I'd have an excuse. I'm too tired. I'm pregnant again. I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I need to get started again. I need things to be, you know, just refine what I already know. And try like how to make it sustainable, you know, because that's the big thing. You can do this for, you know, programs for so long. And then you realize like, hey, I've given up again. And instead I'm like, no, let Robin help me again and kind of get my mindset back where I need to be. And I'm like, and I'm starting, I feel fresh. I think I mentioned that during our call at the beginning, like, I feel like this is a new season for me. I'm done having babies. I'm going to be raising those babies. I'm getting back into ministry. And so I was like, something has to change and my body has to change with it. Just mind, body, and spirit, you know, God, you know, God has been doing so much. Like I said, even before I started the program, I was already fasting. We were already fasting as a family in our church. We had fasted eating out. So that actually had already set me up in a good place for the program. So it wasn't like I was cold turkey. I did for the fast, but I wasn't for the program. So I was like, oh, well, I'm already not eating these things. Okay, Robin, what do you got? Like, how are we going to do this? You know, so I was really looking like the kickstart again to being motivated and being focused, because I don't think I've ever really lost once it finally clicked. Like I wanted to have a healthy lifestyle. I've never lost it. I've just, the energy's gone sometimes and the motivation gets gone in different seasons. And so I was like, I don't have those excuses anymore. How can I kickstart this to keep going? Because we've talked about a lot of stuff and I know good things. I just, I'm like, yeah, but no one's asking me about it. So I'm just going to eat.
You know? Yeah.
But in this way, I was able to with the program, like, okay, how do I get started again?
So. Awesome. So then let's hear it. What are both of your big wins? I mean, in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, I know both of you have worked with me in the past on some of my longer programs, but this program's only 6 weeks. So having done the Healthy Weight Loss Academy 6-week course, what do you have to show for it? What can you give God glory for?
Well, it was a power punch. Like, to do 6 weeks was perfect for me. Mm. Each category, watching the videos, like being informed on everything, it refreshed me with some things. But the first big win was that we went over repenting for mindsets. And literally the next day, I was able to have self-control.
Amen.
After repenting, it was a miracle. And that was huge. And then, I came in needing to lose 30 pounds and I lost 15, which I kept gaining weight with everything I did. I couldn't do anything to not just lose weight, but just to maintain, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So to lose 15 pounds has been, it just shed right off. It just came right off. And then the knowledge that I got about the macros, about protein and carbs and fats, and that knowledge is going to set me up for the rest of my life.
Amen.
It will. It'll set me up for the rest of my life. And then just having that in place, really, those are three big wins for me.
Those are massive. I mean, it being called the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, and most people who join, they're like, that's exactly what I want. But I think I love that you started with the big win of really reconciling your heart with the past and reconciling with the Lord and allowing him to really give you the grace to change, you know, the way that you were thinking about it, the way you're approaching it. And then obviously having the information you needed to actually get those results with your body. So that's super, super cool. Tatiana, what do you have for us?
I think during one of our calls, like I had said that food no longer had a hold on me.
Yeah.
Because that was always really huge. Like, if there's food in front of my face, I'm going to eat it. You know, it's just, and obviously with children, there's always leftover foods everywhere. And like, it's just that easy. I would just eat a whole second meal and not even realize it. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm really full. And so like, I am able to now, you know, things will be there. And I'm like, I don't need that. I don't actually need to eat this. And if I happen to like, oh, I took a bite of this, I was just like, yeah, that wasn't worth it. Like, it's just conscious. Now it's just a conscious thing, you know, like, oh, I don't need this. So why am I going to give into this? Cooking is a big thing. I feel like the recipes that you shared, they're not complicated. They're things that really just are, they're easy. You can do them. Maybe just it also being in a different season. Like, I got excited to try new things, which is very rare. You know, one day I was just having a bad day and I was like, I just want to cook a meal right now. And that was a weird thing for me because that's not the way I relax. But I was enjoying finding ways to be creative and feeding my family, knowing that it was great. I mean, I have four kids, so half the time, half of them don't love anything I'm eating. You know, it's like half the time, some of them like it. One likes it, the other one doesn't like it, but this one does. So I was like, it's a hit or miss, but that's okay. We're just trying different things and just wanting to enjoy cooking and not being like an anxiety, because a lot of it's like, I don't want to cook anything for them because they're not going to eat it. Like, at this point, I just need to present them with the best things. Like, I just want to expose them to the best things. They're human. They could say no, but that doesn't mean that I have to stop what I'm doing and stop, like, that's not my motivation. Like, my kids they're kids. They don't know what they want, you know? Like, I was like, sometimes I don't want to eat this certain things either, but I was like, this is discipline. This is life. You want what's best for you. And sometimes it takes the work, but it was nice that for the first time, it wasn't work in that sense. It was fun and it was exciting. And I'm like, oh, I can make actual tasty food. And I know that it's good stuff going into my body. It's not bad stuff, you know? And, I think also the idea of being very intentional. It's not a cut everything bad that's out, you know, bad in quotation marks, you know, like everything. Right. It's just like we talked about the good, better, optimal. I love mm-hmm. that because I was like, you know, I realized a lot of my groceries are in the better and optimal, you know, but I'm intentional. Like if we have pizza night, I'm not going to concern myself that I can't have a pizza for the night,
yeah.
you know, like,
yeah.
I had my sister in here for spring break, you know, and she wanted to eat out. And I wasn't like, well, I can't eat out with you. You know, I knew it. I knew I was going to eat. I needed to be intentional on how I enjoyed that. And then after I was like, yeah, I don't like weeks like that. I don't want to go back to that, you know? And so
yeah, powerful.
Now I can look back and think, okay, I know this is worth it. I know this isn't worth it. Where do I want to feel good? Because I don't want to feel bad anymore, mm-hmm. Physically. And then mentally, because then I'm just like, oh, I messed up again, you know?
Right.
And you've always talked about grace in your programs, like give yourself grace. Like mm-hmm. it happens, you know, you mess up, but like get back on it. And so that's why I think I had said, like, you know, last week was rough. There was a lot of food around. I ate, I didn't love it. And now I'm ready to get back. I'm motivated to start over. Like, so I feel like every new day is just a new opportunity for God to like give us his grace and give us his mercy and just like, okay, God, I'm starting again. It's not perfect. I'm not doing it perfectly, but I'm doing it. I'm going to stay on it. Not just because I've messed up. Well, then, okay, well, 6 weeks are shot. I'll just start, you know, I'll just do my own thing again. No, like, no, I know how I feel when I feel good and how, when I'm intentional on how I'm eating. There's obviously tweaks that I still have to make. There's obviously, you know, things that become back in the house. I was like, this cannot be in the house. Like, I can't have this here. But letting, you know, allowing, like, if we go out, I can have something. I'm okay. But just finding ways to know, like, keeping your vision, you know, what do yeah. I want to feel in my, any given day when it comes to food? And I want to feel good. I want to feel energized. And that's what I feel like. I was able to get out of the program for the 6 weeks. So.
Well, that's awesome. I actually would love to hear, you guys have touched on it a little bit, but what do you feel like makes this course different from what you've done in the past? And I know part of the reason why I had both of you on is because you guys were accountability buddies. And I know that mm-hmm. was huge for both of you. Yes, if you could speak to a little bit to what's different in this program and then how it was having accountability.
Yeah. What's different about this program, I had taken one of the programs before this, like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for me, it wasn't presented as concisely. And mm. this was presented so beautifully, perfectly. Like, it just was so concise and in bite-sized pieces for only 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And even when we hit through the window of time that you said it was going to get really, really tough and, mm-hmm. You know, to really like lock in so that you can get as much out of those tougher weeks, mm-hmm. like 2 to 4 or something. That was the meat. And there was just this like easeability to checking in for 6 weeks. It was doable. Mm-hmm. It was divided up week by week. And again, like starting out with a heart condition, mm-hmm. it gave God the room to work with me where I was at. And then knowledge came in and educated me, which I had a past of knowing things to do that just sure. weren't working anymore. But now here's this knowledge that it was just no more, no less. It was like exactly what needed to be shared. And mm-hmm. so, I think that having this program specifically, I now am like, Robin, I need you as my personal coach because I'm like, I need to get that last 15 pounds off.
Yeah.
But to get that much, like it melted off in 2 pounds a week almost for me. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that this program was just very power punch powerful. It was like powerful.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's super helpful feedback, particularly since mm-hmm. I have those longer programs. And I did, you know, it's great to hear that because I created this wanting it to be more bite-sized and accessible, wanting it to feel less overwhelming. I'm just like, okay, it's just 6 weeks. It's 6 weeks. So that's cool to hear. Tatiana, what do you feel is different about this course than things you've tried in the past?
I mean, I'm going to have to agree a lot with Heather. Like a lot of it is, I think, busy women nowadays, like we just don't have time sometimes to go through months and months of training. And we understand that it takes time, but this was able to be like step-by-step process. Mm-hmm. Like this week we're focusing on protein. This week we're focusing on macros. And so you were able to build on what you mm-hmm. already did last week. And that mm-hmm. was what made mm-hmm. it, okay, I've already done that. I've already filled in my protein. I'm getting used to getting the protein in. Okay, so macros, like how am I going to fill that in? Okay, now we're working on meal prepping and meal mm-hmm. planning. Okay, so we know these things are great with the macros. We know that this works. And so mm-hmm. I love that it was able to just be, each week was a focus, but it built on what you've already talked about the week before. So it wasn't like completely like, okay, we're good with that, keep going. And I was like, well, I'm still working on that. We're like, well, that's okay, we're gonna keep working on that, and we're gonna work on it through meal prepping and this and that. And so that's really what I think it made it easy to follow and just work towards progress and not mm-hmm. like this is what it has to be. This is, and you know, funny enough, like I know it's called the healthy, you know, weight loss program, but I didn't even have like a goal. I was just like, I just don't want to feel bad anymore. And so I mean, I think I lost like maybe 8 pounds, but it was more, and I talked to Heather and I was like, Heather, you know, I don't think I'm not losing it super fast. And she's like, it's okay, like don't worry about the numbers, you know. And I was like, okay, you know, because I didn't really have a plan coming in, but it did feel nice when you did lose some of it. But I was like, I just needed steps to take just to feel good, just to feel excited for like, okay, I'm learning. Okay, I can feel good with this in my body versus having all that. So I love that it is bite-sized. I love that it's steps by step by step. And they're sustainable steps, you know, they're not super complicated. Like macros, you get a little confused with, and I'm still working on those. But overall, it's just like a program that you were able to do in the lifestyles that we all have, which Americans all have, just busy lifestyles.
Yeah. So. Amen.
Can I just say, I think because touching on the accountability, I think it's so huge to have an accountability partner through a process like this, because for me, I was checking in with Tatiana and just like proud of the changes I was making and like, okay, this is what I'm eating for lunch, breakfast, dinner, like just spelling it out for her. And she would do the same. And then sometimes it'd be like, you know, I'm really struggling today. Like I'm not doing X, Y, and Z. And then you can be a coach towards each other. Mm-hmm. And you can hear that coach voice for yourself too, as you're pulling that person up. And it's just like one more layer, I think, that drives it in and makes it that much better. Like Tatiana and I could still be on the phone together, accountable, you know, to each other. Yeah. So it's a bridge that you get with somebody in a program that is just powerful. Again, it's like power punch powerful.
Amen. And we women, you know, we process everything out loud. And so to not do it with an accountability partner, you're just kind of robbing yourself of that chance to really process it, because just writing it in, typing in, this is what I ate, this is what I did, you know, like, this is how it worked out, like processing that with her and then having feedback like, oh, great. Awesome. Okay. That's all right. Give yourself grace today. Like having that back and forth really helps you in your mindset to be like, oh, okay. It's okay. One day at a time, you know, and okay, you're doing this, I'm doing this. Okay, I would ask her, because she would take pictures. We would take pictures, and I was like, "How did you make that? What is in that?" You know, like, and so she had other ideas too that I was like, "Oh, that's a smart idea. Like, I'm gonna try that." You know, and so it was really wonderful to have that accountability to process it all out loud on a phone through the text messages.
Amen. Well, gosh, I am so grateful that you both had such a good experience in the program, and then even getting to connect with each other, even, you know, pairing different clients together. I'm like, oh, I hope like this is a good match. And so it's just so cool to see that you guys are able to support each other that way. So last question I have for you ladies, what would you tell someone who is hearing what you're saying and maybe they were on the fence, or now they're like, I don't know, maybe I love them. they're not sure if they're going to do it. What would you tell them if they're considering the next cohort?
I would say there is hope. There is literally hope, and it doesn't come, it comes, but it doesn't come easy. What you just have to put one foot in front of the next, and it will come, but you have to do the work and get yourself there. But it is pleasurable, first of all, in this group. And second of all, there's a payoff. So there is hope. No matter where you are, there's hope.
Amen. Tatiana, what do you think?
I definitely feel like a lot of it is mindset and the heart. And I think, Robin, you know, the heart you have for women, it just comes through your program, because it always starts with vision. Mm-hmm. What do I want my life to look like? How do I honor God with that? I think, especially for believers, like, if we're honoring God, it's for every area of our life. Yeah. And to start there is really the driving force for the rest of the program, for anything that you're going to do in your life. And this is a program that starts there. What matters? Why does this matter? And then you just take the steps, like Heather said, step by step by step. And I've talked to people in just over the years. I was like, it is a weight loss program, but it's more than that. It's not here's this one and here's the before and after pictures. And, you know, look, and I'm just like, those aren't sustainable. You know, they're the quick fixes. You lose the weight, you feel great, and then you get back on it, you know? But I was like, no, Robin has these programs that are motivated to build the kingdom. To Amen. Build the bodies in the kingdom.
Amen.
And you start there, and then you just take step by step by step. And it's a whole journey. I think that's what has always excited me about the programs and like what we've had conversations about and like your heart after it is the idea that like, it's not just for the body. It's not just the physical. It's the spiritual. It's the mental. It's all of the mindset. It's all of the motivation, the emotional, you know, like there's healing that comes through it. And it's not just a body thing. And so for people, I'm just like, whatever you're doing, it has to start with your heart and your mind, with God, you know, like it has to start there. The physical will come. You'll want to honor God with your body. You'll want to feel healthier. Yes. It's nice to lose weight. It's nice to feel, you know, fit, you know, but I was like, it doesn't start there. And I think that that's what I always love about your programs and like your heart behind what you're doing, because it really is a ministry to people, you know, like. It's not just like, oh, we're just going to lose weight and this is what I do, you know, like,
yeah,
no, it means more to that than that, which I love. And so that's why I've always just been like, I've raved like, oh, yeah, I have this health coach that just loves Jesus and wants to see the best in us. And I'm like, I love that, because honestly, most health coaches and, you know, instructors out there, we just want to get the quick fix. We want you to lose right. weight. You want like it worked. But it's like, no, it's a journey. And you need someone that'll journey with you in that process and give you the tips and the help and the grace and the instruction and encouragement that we need. And then you add people like Heather, like people in the programs, and you get to do that together. Like, that's exciting to be on a journey together. And that's what the program is, I would say, more than just it's a program, but it's a journey. And we're doing it with people that love Jesus and want our best for yourself. So that's how I feel.
Amen. Well, I think that's a perfect note to wrap up on. Seriously, ladies, I'm so blessed to hear that. I just like they get it. They know, like, the Lord has worked through them in this. And so it blesses me a ton to hear your results. And particularly because, yeah, I do care a ton about the heart behind it and the ways that you're encountering God and experiencing his design for you. And that both of you, I could go on and on about these two ladies and just what I've seen God do through them in my life and just seeing what they've gone after and who they are. And so to be able to support ladies like you in feeling more confident in your body and feeling more energized, just like Tatiana, you kept saying, I just want to feel good, like feeling good. Yeah. I want you to have the stamina and energy to do what God's called you to do. So amen to everything that you have experienced in this process. Thank you so much for sharing and willing to be vulnerable about your journey. This has seriously been phenomenal.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, wow. Obviously, I was so blessed to get to hear what my clients had to say and to have that conversation with them. It is seriously so cool to see what God can do when we let him work through us and we partner with him, particularly in his design for our bodies. Friend, I want to see you with energy and vitality to do what God has called you to do. If you've made it this far in the episode, you now know what the Healthy Weight Loss Academy is all about, and you also have heard evidence of what might be possible for you. You can sign up for the Healthy Weight Loss Academy's 6-week course before the end of the month and get that free one-on-one coaching call with me. Just go to visiondrivenhealth.com/course, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.